And finally today, new music from Australian singer-songwriter Jen Clower.
If you want to be my witch, lay it on me, be the ride you hitch when you hit that perfect pitch.
That's the song My Witch, which is not quite safe for work, but okay. And it's from her upcoming album, I Am the River, The River Is Me. She joined us to talk about some of the standout tracks.
Sure you gonna make me sweat? Give me what you got, what you wanna get. Pull me in and hold me down. Show me with a look what you're gonna do now, honey.
My Witch is very different to any kind of song that I've written before. I mean, it's quite blatantly about a sexual encounter. And I wasn't actually sure at the time whether this song would make it onto the album, just because it's so different to the rest of the material.
Baby, won't you take it slow? I don't want to miss any part of this. No, it's more than a feeling.
It feels immediately fresh. It feels catchy. It's in your ear straight away. There's this sense of intimacy, like the person singing, me, is sort of telling you something that no one else needs to know.
Now, honey, there ain't no shame in getting what you want, gotta give it a name. It's more than a feeling.
The album recording process was a really different one for me on this album. I was on tour in 2020, like many artists. That was cut short halfway, so we spent a lot of time at home. That actually worked in my favour because I had been planning to write a new album, and all of a sudden I had months ahead of me that were free of social obligations and free of any kind of work obligations. So it gave me this opportunity for the first time in my life, really, to just focus on songwriting. I am the river, the river is me, is taken from a Māori proverb, what's known as a whakatauki. And in te reo Māori, we would say, ko te awa kuo. It's the idea that we are part of. I am the river is me. We're not separate. We are part of this beautiful, beautiful planet that we're living on, collectively, all together in this moment. My mother's side of the family are the indigenous people of Aotearoa, New Zealand, known as the Māori. And so I started to learn te reo Māori. Those words and some of those phrases and thoughts, feelings and ideas started to creep into my songwriting. It wasn't something that I had ever planned or expected, and I just went with it. I thought, okay, let's see where this leads us.
I am not a protest song, don't represent anyone, I don't even know myself.
Oh yeah, so protest song is a big song. I think a lot of artists, a lot of songwriters, writers, people in the public eye who are used to putting work out into the public domain. Over the pandemic, I think we were all really challenged with, you know, what am I saying? You know, why am I writing? What is my purpose? Why do I write music?
One night after the show, a woman came backstage, burst through the door crying, said we need to do something. I nodded and felt helpless like I often do. How do I put in words the hell we just went through?
That particular song references an experience that I had after the huge bushfires that swept through Australia at the end of 2019 into 2020. And I know the world was aware of the havoc that was caused by those fires. Billions of our native animals were destroyed in the fires, and we lost so many important parts of ecosystems or entire ecosystems.
What do I care about? What are the things I love?
But it really got me thinking, you know, what is the role of the artist? Something that Nina Simone said that really struck me was the artist's responsibility is to reflect the times that they live in. And I love that she says responsibility, not role, not ambition, not something that you should aim for, but your responsibility to reflect the times that you live in. The title of the song, He Tokatū Moana, is Stand Steadfast Like a Rock in the Ocean. There's also in the chorus, Kia mau koe kinga kupu, ao tātou tupuna, which means hold fast to the words of your ancestors. The reason why I move between English and Te Reo Māori is because that's where I find myself. I'm not fluent in my native tongue. I'm slowly learning it. And so it feels honest to have bits of it in there. And bringing my native tongue into my music. This is my fifth album, and it's the first time I've ever had the confidence to do that. And it's really opened my life up in ways that I couldn't have imagined.
That was Jen Clower previewing a few tracks from her fifth and newest album, I Am the River and the River Is Me.
He